here's a story from The World.
A desperate scene off the coast of Southern California yesterday. At least four people died after a boat hit rocks in rough weather and broke apart. Jeff Stevenson, a U.S. Border Patrol supervisory agent in the San Diego sector, described the situation.
This was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States legally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved.
U.S. officials say over the past year they've seen more people taking journeys like this and putting themselves at great personal risk. Why people are increasingly taking these risks, leading to accidents like these, is a question I'll put to The World's immigration editor, Monica Campbell. Why are we seeing more people opting to try this dangerous sea route to get to the U.S., Monica?
For years, we've seen people make these desperate attempts to try and enter the United States, whether it's by sea or by land through the desert. Over the last year, of course, we've seen more people, particularly from Central America, approaching the U.S.-Mexico border. And it's also coincided with the pandemic. So it's harder to enter the United States because there are restrictions in place that were imposed by the Trump administration. That's one reason why some migrants are seeking entry to the U.S. through other ways, including people who might otherwise seek asylum by going up to border officials at a port of entry at an official border crossing.
Trump-era directives like Title 42, for example, I mean, that's still in place. Title 42, of course, was an order that the Trump administration put into place a year ago in the name of public health. President Biden has continued it. Why is it still in place?
As of now, the Biden administration is offering no other justification for keeping the policy in place apart from the pandemic. The head of DHS, Department of Homeland Security, the secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, made this statement last Friday.
There's no intention to use the CDC's Title 42 authority for a day longer than the public health imperative requires.
And there's controversy about that because we're seeing more people in the United States vaccinated when we are also allowing people to fly into the United States. So the question is, why is it that people at the U.S.-Mexico border are being automatically turned back when we're seeing more openings elsewhere?
Well, migrant rights advocates and public health experts have pushed back on the Biden administration to remove the rule. What are they saying? What's their argument?
The argument is that families who are being and individuals being turned back away by border officials at the U.S.-Mexico border are facing danger in Mexico, and they are often in very extremely dangerous places controlled by cartels. So I spoke with Marcos Tamires. He's with Doctors Without Borders, and he's been traveling to specifically the city of Reynosa across from Texas. And here's what he's been witnessing.
All the time, there are kidnappings, people are disappearing. That's only the tip of the iceberg, you know. They're living at really scary experience.
What if the Biden administration lists Title 42, Monica? What would that do? Will people at the border waiting actually be allowed in?
That's the big question, because if Title 42 is lifted and people are allowed to make their case for wanting to enter the United States, suddenly you're going to have a larger number of people approaching U.S. border officials when we've already seen how the Biden administration has struggled to process people that they have allowed to enter the United States.
There is news, though, for migrant families who were separated from their children. What did the Biden administration announce this weekend on that?
Four migrant families separated under Trump's so-called zero tolerance policy will be reunited. It's just the start, though, considering more than 1,000 families still remain separated. And reunification involves very hard work. It's often led by nonprofits who've been working on this well before Biden took office. They're trekking to the most remote parts of Honduras and Guatemala, among other places, to find parents who were separated from their kids. And it's a process that advocates hope will start working far faster now.
The World's immigration editor, Monica Campbell, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Marco.